что нужно и что является критерием для отбора тренеров. Может быть, это достаточно, чтобы человек заявил, что он разделяет твое видение 2012 года и сам себя регистрировал. Или все-таки нужны рекомендации. Или, может быть, критерием может быть количество людей, которые они приводят к существующим тренерам единства для инициации. Или что-то еще. Когда может приехать первая группа на тренерский процесс? И роль тренера в стране понятна – инициировать новых людей. А какова же теперь роль ликшедавателей и как они могут помочь в этом процессе?
Bhagwan, this question is being asked by Girman Bhagwan. He is asking, Bhagwan, at our darshan with the oneness trainers on November 28, you said to me personally and the oneness trainers are responsible for the selection of new trainers who will come to the processes oneness university. You said that it's important that there's no jealousy and competition among them. At the same time, on the conference with New Jersey on November 21st, you said that to become a oneness trainer, the only requirements are to have passion to transform humanity and share your vision of 2012 in his heart. And it caused confusion in the minds of some of the Diksha givers. Could you please clarify once again, what is the role of the coordinator in this new situation? What is required and what is the criterion of the selection of a new oneness trainer? Perhaps Is it sufficient if the person declares that he shares your vision of 2012 and registers himself for the new coming trainer's course? Or does he need to be recommended still, or perhaps the number of people they need to send to the existing oneness trainers for their initiation is a good criterion, or maybe something else? When can the first group come for the trainer's course to oneness university? And the role of the oneness trainer is very clear now, that is to give initiation in our country. But what is the role of the Diksha givers now? How can they help in this new situation?
There is no change at all in whatever I spoke to German in India. The same holds good. What I spoke in New Jersey was, it was based on the context as to what quality should a trainer have. In that context, I said, you must have a passion for transforming mankind and the vision of 2012. So when Gearman and his team, they select people to become trainers, they must apply this criterion and find out if he has got a passion to help mankind, if he has got a passion for the vision 2012. That is what I said. What I spoke earlier, it still holds good. No change at all in that. The only clarification is, what should you look for in that person? Not only absence of jealousy, competition, this kind of thing. He must have a passion for changing mankind and for the vision of 2012. That's all. Please translate. And the second part of the question I'll answer. The role of the blessing giver, the role of the trainer is to produce blessing givers. The blessing giver's role is to give blessings to people and help them sort out their problems, their financial problems, their health problems, their relationship problems. Whatever problems are there, he must learn the art of using the blessing to solve their problems. He must be useful and helpful to people around him. That is his role. Please translate now.
Людям, помогать людям решать их финансовые проблемы, проблемы со здоровьем, взаимоотношениям, и помогать людям расти, быть. Вот такая роль.
Это все. Yes.
Я слышу, что...
Shall we move on to the...
Bhagavan, one question to one addition question to the first.
Yes, yes, yes.
If some people have the support of 24 or 30 diksha givers, for example, and Germant
yes.
don't support with each that people, for example, one people told Ivan, for example, some he has support of 24 or 30 diksha givers, but Germant don't support this man. Can he come to you to trainer's course or not? Because German is only German. It's not, he don't know everybody in Russia. Russia is very big.
If such a situation were to arise, then ourselves, German and the person concerned, we can all talk together and see what can be done. Because it's to be a leader, and German is the one who has been leading the movement. So he knows how to proceed further. Therefore, if you do not agree with him and you have your 25 blessing givers or 10 trainers supporting you, but if German is not supporting it, then there should be a three-party meeting. We will come on Skype, you can come on Skype, and German, we can discuss it in a friendly manner, sort it out. Because oneness is all about friendliness. Not fighting, not quarreling, not opposing. So you can express your point of view, German can express his point of view, we can express our point of view, and we can come to a mutual agreement. That is the best thing that will happen for a Russia can be involved. Without, if you feel that what German is saying is not okay, then we'll give you the freedom to discuss with us and with German. All three at the same time, and we'll come to some nice conclusion. I assure you, all things go away, because we are for supporting all people and for all freedom. We are in fact breaking down all hierarchies. German, in our opinion, is doing a good job, and that he will do a good job. And in fact, he only wants to help out, not that he wants to be the leader and do all those things. He wants just to help out in the situation. So he himself told me that, Bhagavan, for the time being, let me handle also other countries, because the things are not settled there. And as things settle down, maybe it can they can become independent. So all this will have a very peaceful solution. Please don't be worried about it. You can translate it.
Bhagavan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Bhagavan, in such situation, if German, for example, does not support the diksha giver to become a trainer, and you said that this situation could be resolved in a friendly manner, with
yes.
your participation, German participation, and that person participation, in this case,
who should be the contact in India to arrange such Skype conference?
For whole of the Soviet Union, you can contact him. He'll arrange the meeting.
Bhagavan, we lost you for a second. Can you repeat that person name again, please?
Kiran, K-I-R-A-N, Kiran Dasa.
You have to just contact. Вы можете связаться с Кираном, и он организует нам встречу.
Второй вопрос. Мы переходим к. Скажи, что переходим.
Мы переходим ко второму вопросу. So we're going to the second question, Bhagavan.
Yes, yes.
Вопрос второй. Бхагаван, на прошлой конференции ты сказал, что для усиления связи с Божественным очень важно наладить взаимоотношения с родителями. В связи с этим нам прислали два вопроса. Галина из Узбекистана спрашивает, как и с помощью какой практики можно наладить отношения с родителями, которые уже покинули земной план? И Елена из Москвы спрашивает, Бхагаван, как мне наладить свои отношения с родителями, если мои родители родились и выросли в советские времена? Они не хотят... Они не верят в Бога и считают, что сейчас в их возрасте уже поздно менять свои убеждения и свой характер. Мои убеждения и связь с Божественным им непонятны. Что делать в этой ситуации, Бхагаван?
Second question, Бхагаван. Last time you pointed out that for strengthening the bond with the divine, we must centralize our relationship with the parents. Regarding this, we have got two questions. First question is from Galina from Uzbekistan. How and through which practices can we centralize our relationship with the parents who have passed away?
Yes. If your parents have passed away, all that you must do is kneel down before their picture and tell them sorry you hurt them. Wherever you hurt them, remember that incident and tell sorry to them, and whenever they touch nice things to your parents, think about gratitude for that. Even though they are dead, it does reach them. Later on, we'll be able to show you how it reaches them. So, all that you must, one sitting is enough. Kneel down before the picture and say, I'm sorry for all these things, and then say, I'm very, very grateful for all these things. This you must say from the bottom of your heart, not just from your mouth. I feel, and you should speak these things. One sitting is enough, it will be set right.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last part, the last sentence you said, because we lost the connection?
Yes. What is necessary is just kneel before the picture of your deceased parents and say sorry for all those incidents where you have hurt them. After that, express your gratitude for all the things they have done for you. And this you must say from the bottom of your heart with feeling you must say. If you do that, one sitting is enough. The problem is solved.
Thank you. То, что нужно сделать, если ваши родители уже ушли из жизни, это встать на колени перед их фотографией, попросить прощения за все те моменты, когда вы обижали их или делали им больно, и поблагодарить, вспомнить все то хорошее, что сделали они для вас, поблагодарить их, исходя из глубины своего сердца, из самого сердца, не просто говорить эти слова о том, а говорить с чувствами, чувствовать это. So the second part of the question.
Yes. Yes.
Elena from Moscow asked Bhagavan. My parents, if they were born and grown up at the times of Soviet Union, they don't believe in God and they think that now at their age it's too late to change their beliefs and character. they don't understand my beliefs and the role of the divine in my life. What to do in this situation, Bhagavan?
That does not matter at all. In all these relationships, the other does not matter. All that you must do is, you set right your relationship with them, your attitudes, your feelings, your perceptions about them must change. The other, you're not worried about at all. That's of no consequence. Only your perceptions must change. That's all. Please translate it.
Все, что важно в этом случае, это то, что ваше восприятие ваших родителей должно измениться. Должны измениться ваши чувства, ваши ощущения, ваши интерпретации. Не важно то, что чувствует другой в данный момент. Главное, чтобы изменялись вы, и тогда ваше восприятие должно измениться. И тогда это единственное, что важно в данной ситуации. Это не о родителях, это о вас.
Bhagavan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
A little bit additional question about parents. My father has passed away when I was very, very small. I mean, I was 8, 6 months old. And I don't remember him at all. And for me, it would be, I was trying to do that, what you said now. But for me, it was very difficult even to imagine him. It was very difficult to say sorry because I couldn't imagine for what to be sorry, yeah? And also it was a bit difficult to feel that gratitude, only for giving me birth, of course, but some other things I just don't remember. What to do in this case?
In this case, your parents are those who brought you up.
What?
Those who brought you up are your parents, not the biological parents, those who brought you up. Who brought you up? Who brought you up?
Mother. Yeah. My mother.
Then your mother is both the mother and the father. That's all. You don't have to worry about your father.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's clear. Я переведу вопрос. Вопрос был в том, что делать, если кто-то из родителей умер очень рано и не помнишь этого родителя, и очень сложно представить, за что попросить прощения или за что поблагодарить, потому что просто не помнишь никаких фактов. И вот ответ сейчас переведу.
И ответ заключается в том, что в таком случае ваши родители – это те люди, которые воспитали вас. И если вас воспитала ваша мама, значит, ваша мама – это и ваш папа, и ваша мама. И вы благодарны ей, выражайте ей благодарность. Об остальном не стоит беспокоиться. Thank you, Bhagavan.
So could we move? Yes. Third question.
Третий вопрос.
И третий вопрос. Роман Мартынюк с Украины спрашивает. Много лет я со своей группой практикую садхану. Встаем в 5 утра, обливаемся холодной водой, поем 108 раз сачитананду, получаем дикшу через Шримурти, дышим, пранаяма, пранакрия, бандатрия, надишудана, делаем йогу, сурья намаскар, проводим чакра дьяну, медитацию сохам, покаяние перед родителями. В течение дня осознаем сутры, стараемся быть в постоянном состоянии видения и принятия, соблюдаем вегетарианство. Все это нам здорово помогает. Бхагаван, почему в последнее время никто не говорит, и ты тоже, о полезности садханы и о поддержании 6 тонких тел в чистоте? Или это уже стало не так важно? Внеси, пожалуйста, ясность, Бхагаван.
In our group, we have been practicing sadhanas, getting up at 5 a.m., having a very cold shower, chanting Muli Mantra, or not intense, receiving Diksha from the Srimuti, doing breathing exercises, pranayama, pranakriya, bandhatriya, nadishvata pranayama, nadishvatana, doing Surya Namaskaras and yoga, chakra dhyana, soham meditation, seeking parents' forgiveness, contemplating the sutras during the day, trying to be in a state of acceptance, seeking acceptance. Being in acceptance, giving a vegetarian, this helps a lot, Bhagavan. Why nobody speaks about the importance and sadhana lately, about the cleansing of the six subtle bodies, including you, Bhagavan?
I think this is the most amazing group in the whole world. I have never met a group like this, and certainly when they come to India, I would like to meet them, talk to them, and in fact give them a special process. They seem to be very everything. They certainly would benefit a lot from this, and I'm sure they would grow very, very rapidly. I would like them to check that they belong to this group. So what they are doing is the most perfect thing, but there are very few people carefully following these things. If you follow, certainly that's the best thing to do. But the problem is things. So we would recommend to everybody, in fact, and whoever can follow this, try to follow this. I'm not talking about this because I've already spoken about these things. That's to talk, so many new things to talk. Therefore, I'm not talking about this. That's the only reason you don't hear me speak about it. It's important. Please go ahead with it. Please translate.
Thank you, Bhagavan.
И вопрос четвертый. Аркадий из Москвы спрашивает. Бхагаван, ты говорил о своей роли в процессе трансформации человека. А какова роль Аммы в этом? Будет ли Амма принимать участие в процессах?
Аркадий из Москвы, Бхагаван. What is the role of Amma?
In India, whenever we say Bhagavan, it is Amma and Bhagavan. In fact, they refer to Bhagavan as Amma Bhagavan. And when they say Amma, it means Amma and Bhagavan. In fact, the word Amma Bhagavan is used for both Amma and for me. We are two inseparable components. We represent the female and the male side of the phenomenon. When we do the process for you, the advanced processes, it is joint work. It is not done alone by me or by Amma. A part of it Amma will do, a part of it I will do, and we'll be reversing the roles. Suppose doing something very hard on the person, Amma will take the softer side, will give the cushion as I hit the person, transform Amma the harder position, I'll take the softer. We don't work alone. We work together in all inner processes. That's how we work. So Amma will be fully involved. And as we go along towards 2012, there will be powerful processes that will be working inside you. That's how it will be.
В 2000 Thank you, Bhagavan.
So I think I'm to the end of this. Yes?
Bhagavan.
Tell me.
Bhagavan, it's Arkady who asked a question. Additional question. When we can see Amma by Skype, for example?
Maybe I think next month possible.
Может быть, в следующем месяце, возможно, это будет.
I think we have come to the end of the question and answer session. Go for a 3-minute meditation.
И сейчас мы подошли к концу вопросов, и давайте сейчас 3-минутную медитацию проведем.
Бхагаван.
Love you all. Namaste.
We love you too, Bhagavan. Thank you.
Thank you.